See, if we're not careful, we don't have the right attitude. We don't have the right view of ourselves. What we'll do is this. We'll have a faith that talks about the power of God, but never experiences the power of God. And that, my friends, is very dangerous. And that leads us to this place to where we get very religious.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Jay Tyler from Holt Assembly of God, and I want to welcome you to this broadcast of Life in the Spirit. Here in just a moment, you'll be hearing a message that I recently shared with our congregation at Holt Assembly of God. The message you'll be hearing today is part of a series that's entitled Faith. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, without faith it is impossible to please God. And throughout the Word of God, we see that God responds to faith. It's my hope that through this series, your faith is encouraged. The Apostle Paul tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I pray that you are challenged, blessed, and encouraged as you hear the Word of God shared in this message. Today's message is part two of Faith Potential.
Now let me ask you this. So let's say this apple contains five seeds. So then it has the potential of producing five trees, correct? Trick question. No. See, that's the way we look at things, though. I know I baited you there a little bit. Led you along. We tend to look at this apple as having the potential of having five trees in it. It has more than that. It has orchards in it. This one apple, in fact, cut it down, take one seed. That one seed has the potential, not of just a tree, but it has the potential of orchards. You know, generally an orchard on average is 50 acres of trees. Just think about that for a second. But this is how we generally look at potential. And this is how we look at our potential. We see a seed, and we see, well, it can produce a tree. Well, that's great, that's dandy, that's fine. What we need to see is not apples, we need to see orchards. Many of us are the same way. We look at ourselves differently than how God sees us. And that affects our faith. That affects how we walk with God. That affects how we serve God. What we do is we'll do this. We'll look at the natural. We won't look at the potential. We won't look at what God has planned and what God has desired for us. What God has planned and desired for this apple is not just for us to eat and consume it, but it's for those seeds to go in the ground and then reproduce and continue to reproduce and multiply and fill the earth. And it's just not, the result is not just an apple or apples or bushels. The result then is orchards. See, if we're not careful, we don't have the right attitude. If we don't have the right view of ourselves, what we'll do is this. We'll have a faith that talks about the power of God, but never experiences the power of God. And that, my friends, is very dangerous. And that leads us to this place to where we get very religious. Generally, we see an apple, and again, we think of its potential as a tree. And we need to see, again, our potential is greater than that. And for you as a church, I need you to see this potential. Listen, not only do I need you to see this potential, our community needs you to see that potential. Our community needs our church to see itself for who it is in Christ. Our community needs a church who is walking by faith and its ordained potential. Not a church that is religious, a church that is confident, a church that is pursuing God's potential. That's what it needs to see. Listen, if you aim for nothing, you're going to hit it every time. You're going to hit it every time. And that's why we need to aim. That's why we need to walk by faith according to God's word, according to His potential for our lives. Sometimes we say, well, I don't know what God's potential is for my life. Well, get yourself to seeking God's face. Pray. Listen to what the Spirit of God is saying. Sometimes we'll have an idea with it. It's just a crazy idea. Maybe it was the Holy Spirit putting that crazy idea in your heart. Maybe it's something that you need to take note of and bathe in prayer and ask the Holy Spirit, is this what you wanted me to do? Sometimes we just get so busy doing our own thing, we forget what God's calling us to do.
When we're dealing with our faith potential, we must consider two variables. There are two variables we've always got to consider. Number one is God. Thank God He does not change. The variable we consider God, He does not change. And He is all-powerful. He's all-knowing. He does not change. He's sovereign. So when we think of the things of God, there's a sovereign component to it. There's always a sovereign component when it comes to what our potential is. We always have to consider. However, God created man with the freedom to choose. I believe that God predestines certain things. I'll give you an example. And maybe I should just clear this up before I say it. God preordains and elect a group of people, but he doesn't personally select who will be saved. We, by faith, submit ourselves to Christ. We become the elect of God. Okay? That's an example. I'll give you another one. There are things that some people are called to do, they fail to do, but it's going to get done, so God will raise up, call someone else to do it because he's preordained this to be done. Are you following me? And it's up to you to choose. You can walk in the blessings of God, you can walk in his potential, or you can choose not to. And we see this same pattern throughout the Word of God. Here's a great example. Genesis chapter 2, verse 15. Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend it and keep it. Verse 16. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat. Verse 17. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall die. So man has a choice, correct? Now my thing is this, if God is totally sovereign and he doesn't want to give us a choice, why even put the tree in the garden? We don't have a choice. If it's all predestined, why would we even have a choice? Why would we have a decision to make? It's just going to happen because God wants that. See, I don't believe that. I don't buy that. I don't believe that we are robots. I believe that we have choice. We have free will. And that we can choose to walk in God's blessings, choose to walk in his favor, choose to serve him, choose what's right, or we can choose what's wrong. God created the heavens and the earth, planted a beautiful garden in Eden, put man there to tend the garden. God is sovereign, yet God in his sovereignty gives us the ability to choose. If you'll remember, when God created the garden, put man there, who did he set over the garden? Who did he give dominion? Who did he give authority to? So this is important. When we're thinking of God's potential for our life, it's just not going to happen. God has a potential for us to walk in, but we have to choose to walk in that, and that's where I'm going with all that. So you have to make the decision first and foremost, am I even going to walk in God's potential? You say, well, Pastor, I think I am. Are you really? Are you really doing what God's called you to do? Are you being faithful to his call on your life? Because every one of you have a call on your life. See, we think of pastors or people in ministry are the ones with calls on their life. No, you have a call on your life, a God-ordained purpose. And if you're not fulfilling that, you're living outside God's potential. And that's so important for you to see that, because I believe this. When it all works together, when we come into alignment, we fulfill God's purpose, we glorify him the most. And God can use us the most in that purpose. But when we start doing our own thing, it becomes a little sketchy. But when we're in his plan, we're doing what God's called us to do, we're doing it effectively, we're doing it by faith, man, God can use that powerfully. You know what you also have? You have peace when you do that. When you're doing what God's called you to do, you have peace. You have a sense of, this is exactly what I'm supposed to do. Can I say this, and I mean this in a good way. I'm at peace here at this church. God's called me here. Sometimes I wavered for a while. I didn't understand why. You know, there were some of the things I just had to work out of me. But God's got me here for a purpose, and I got to fulfill that purpose. And I'll know on my knower when that purpose is fulfilled. But until then, by faith, I got to keep going on. Amen? Sometimes we choose to live outside of our potential, outside of our purpose, and that's when it becomes, we get into the natural, and we get into our own intellect, we get into our will and our emotions, and that's when we miss God's purposes. Look at this, Deuteronomy 30:19. I call heaven and earth as a witness today against you that I've set before you life and death, blessings and cursings. I don't know about you, we can stop right here. I know which one I'm choosing already. Therefore, choose life. He's like, hey, if you didn't get it, choose A. Don't choose B. A's good, B's bad. But if you need any help, choose A. Choose life, that both you and your descendants may live. Choose to walk in God's potential for your life. Choose to walk in God's best. Why do we, as the body of Christ, choose to live outside God's purposes and his potentials for our life? Why do we do that? And it happens all the time. Every person on planet Earth has the potential to be a child of God. Did you know that? Every person. I believe that. It doesn't matter if they're a Muslim. It doesn't matter if it doesn't matter what they do, how they act. God has placed in them the potential to be saved. Because remember, he's dealt to every person what? A measure of faith. Therefore, every person can receive Christ as Savior. But does every person receive Christ as Savior? Because God's given us a freedom, a choice to choose. And then we must walk in that freedom, that choice. And we do so by faith. I want to show you something. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Potential blessings the Israelites could have had. Potential blessings if they would walk in them. Continued blessings if they chose to live according to God's potential for their life. Now just check these out. Listen to them. And I know this is a lot, and I thought about rendering this down a little bit, but I'm going to read the whole thing. And just listen. Remember, this is a promise from the Old Testament. Verse number 3. Blessed you shall be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. We could stop right there and say, sign me up. Amen? Continue on. Verse 7. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you what? Seven ways. Sign me up for that. The Lord will command a blessing on you in your storehouses and all to which you set your hand. Again, you don't have to convince me anymore. Where do I sign? And he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. Verse 9, the Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, just as he has sworn to you. If you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways, Old Testament, remember, then all the peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you in awe, respect. And the Lord will grant you plenty of goods in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, and in the produce of your ground, in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. Verse 12, the Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land and its season, and to bless all the work of your hands. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. Verse 13, and the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not be beneath. If you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them. Old Testament saying, if you live before Jesus, you are an Old Testament saying, we would say what? Sign me up. I'm good with this. If all I got to do is to obey God and these blessings come upon my life, sign me up. I'm good. You don't have to convince me anymore. This is good. But listen, we are not party to these blessings. Did you know that? These aren't our blessings. Old Testament. Now some of you are like, well, bummer. You got to get me all excited. No, you should get even more excited now. What's our promises in the New Testament? Hebrews 8:6. But as it is, Christ has obtained a ministry that is as much more excellent. Are you getting it?
I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this broadcast of Life in the Spirit. I pray that you were blessed by this message and your faith encouraged. Be confident in the Lord Jesus, confident in his love, his mercy, and his ability to do what he says he can do. If you're not attending a house of worship and you're looking for a church home, I want to invite you to come worship with us Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. or join us Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. for our family night. We have ministry opportunities for all ages, children, youth, and adults. Holt Assembly of God is located at 540 3rd Avenue in Holt, Florida. Our phone number is 850-537-8351. Or you can find us on the web at www.holtag.org. Or you can find us on Facebook or Instagram. Until our next broadcast of Life in the Spirit, may God bless you as you serve the Lord Jesus with a grateful heart.